Common Sense Academy.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode.
We are back after a week of absence. We apologize.
Yeah, hey, but we brought guests.
We brought guests indeed.
So today we got with us Jay and Dee. And then we have Sarge and
Timu. How you doing, Timu?
He's
going to
bring it back.
Oh, boy.
Hey, so we're going to lighten it back up again today. We've been putting some heavy topics, but today we're going to go back to just touching on kind of our old school setup, spitballing on common sense, talking about maybe some current events. Lord knows there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. You know, because as we always say, common sense just ain't common.
Got that right. So, I don't know. Where do we kick it off? I mean,
Well, I guess let's start off with Russiagate. Because Russiagate seems to be the thing that's pulling all of us back into crazy world. So we all remember back in, what was it, 2016? The 2016 election, right?
I am not a crook.
That's not that one. That was before that
one.
So 2016 election, for all of you guys who do remember, maybe those who don't remember, our illustrious president, President Donald Trump, won the election. And then he was promptly accused of having influence by Russia because he was a Russian agent. Nobody could tell us where that all came from until now.
What do you mean?
Well, now we know it came from the Clintons.
No, it didn't.
Oh, sure it did.
No, it didn't.
Oh, that's what they said.
Who says?
Them. It's the them.
They say.
They say it's the Clintons. And the other name was tossed in there was, or is rather, President Obama.
Yeah. I've heard that, too.
And now the world's going crazy.
Well, of course. You can't back up your post fast enough.
You mean the delete button wasn't working fast enough?
Apparently not. We'll figure every liberal's flipping over right now.
So I guess it goes down to this. It's a tit-for-tat thing, right? So what's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
Right. Well, we can prosecute one president but not another.
Correct.
Because we like one and not the other.
Well, I don't know. I like them both. They're both good people. No, really. They're good people.
I'm sure deep down they're very genuine.
They're genuine souls.
Kind, giving people.
Absolutely.
Yes, Illuminati's.
So I guess I tell you what. Let's hear from Timu and Sarge here.
I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate.
Oh boy, here we go. Right, here we go.
We got to have one devil.
You do have the. We did say you were going to bring the value.
It's just interesting the timing of it all, when everyone's trying to talk about the Epstein files trying to come out, and they're saying, "Oh, they don't exist," and then Trump coming out and saying, "Why do people still care about this?"
Interesting.
That's a good point.
Why do people still care about Russian collusion now that it's over? It's not a bad point.
It's not a bad point.
I have to agree, China.
We're agreeing to China now?
Well, I mean, it takes the view off of China, too, so, you know, and everything that's going on with all the tariffs. But, I mean, I will say, you know, Jay, I would definitely use a different name when you're talking about the Clintons because they like to make things disappear. They can get those posts out of there.
Oh, that's, you know what? I didn't think about that. I sincerely apologize. Allegedly Clinton. I should put that in. Allegedly. I'm in your corner, allegedly.
I have no affiliation with this podcast.
There are no servers.
I'd like to formally renounce my affiliation. No, but that's
a good point. That's a really good point.
Because, I mean, we all know the government never does that, right? They never do the, hey, look, shiny, right? Redirect.
Yeah.
And these things always are timed just very conveniently. So, all right. Let's play that out then. If we're saying that they're bringing this up to redirect from Epstein, was there an Epstein list? Wasn't there an Epstein list? Is this also a lie perpetrated by the same group of people who said there was Russian collusion?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question.
Yeah. I think really, too, one of the biggest things we have to think about is what does it matter now?
Thank you.
Like, none of this stuff actually changes anything about what we do or how we're living the life, right? So we bring it back into circulation, which creates new fights, new inner fighting. So who's really pushing this topic? Who's trying to get us back on the fence here, where we're back against each other versus rather than uniting and trying to fix things.
Well, clearly we don't have any other problems in the world or in the U.S. to worry about, so this clearly needs to be the number one on our list.
Well, you know what? That's an awesome point there too, right? Things were really kind of getting settled,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have a whole lot of rioting anymore. We didn't have a whole lot of infighting. People might have actually been, dare I say, getting along.
I would say so.
The rhetoric online had kind of calmed down.
Yeah, but even if they weren't getting along, things were... There was a level of normality coming back to American lives, right? Look, the economy is doing better, but people are still not feeling it in their pocketbooks.
No.
So it's starting at the top, and it's going to trickle down, right? Trickle down economics, if that's what we'll talk about. Trickle down, yeah. Yeah, right? I'm bringing back old school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But for those of you that don't know, Reagan was a president.
he wasn't just an actor. But, you know, it's people still are not feeling the relief in their pocketbooks. So to your point, man, like what does it matter? Right, there's bigger things to worry about. You go to the grocery store, eggs have come down, but it's still more expensive. Mm-hmm. Beef is shot through the roof now. You can't buy a couple packs of beef without spending a couple hundred dollars now.
They're starting to trade beef on speculation.
Beef is a new crypto. All right, so there's so many other problems out there. Why are we worrying about the Epstein list? Now, I don't want to diminish. If there is an Epstein list, I don't want to diminish that there are individuals on that list who did some pretty heinous things. Mm-hmm. So let's acknowledge that. But in the larger scheme of things, look, we have a God in heaven who will take care of those individuals. Mm-hmm. Right? He's already taken care of one. He'll take care of the other ones as well. I'm pretty convinced.
Absolutely.
So let my man do his work. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. Let him do his thing, right? And we can move on with other things. But to bring this up now, whether it be Russiagate, Epstein list, or anything else, what's the point?
Well, and I think it's interesting, too. All these different topics, they're all kind of on the shoelaces of the other topics that have come out about our food supplies and all the different chemicals that have been added. And suddenly we're seeing a huge shift. Every small farm that I've seen that's got a new farm stand is now selling out weekly.
Yeah.
Because people are tired of trying to figure out what's there.
There is a change happening.
There's a revival.
Country going back to locally grown.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That also tells me that the trust in all of our major corporations, like the major brands, it's not there. Like we don't trust government. We don't trust business. We don't trust really anything we hear anymore.
It's a scary place to be at, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them for myself. Just to go on there, I don't trust any of them either because follow the money.
That's exactly.
What I always say. Follow the money. When there's money to be had, greed soon follows.
China, any word on that?
Yeah.
Timu, come on, Timu.
I think everyone's got access to the internet more now than ever, too, to be able to actually like research all of this stuff, and even like with AI, you can really learn a lot of things really quick.
We can talk, man, that's a whole other podcast right there, bro.
You're right. The AI scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm whatever, but there's just something about artificial intelligence that it's two words together that do not make sense, right? We don't hardly have enough natural intelligence in this country, and now we're
there is common sense just ain't common.
That's right.
But remember, there's nothing new under the sun.
No.
So,
AI is kind of new.
But
no, there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever God allows to be here is here, and it's under his dominion.
Is it?
All of it.
So, boy.
Well, hang on. Before we go deeper in that, I do want to touch base back on the farmland piece, just for a hot second.
Circle back, Jen.
So we talk about the government, and we're moving away from the government, and we're doing things back independent style and small farms and so forth and so on, right? But are we really? Who controls the farmlands?
Well, so that's the other problem, right? There are really no heirloom seeds.
No, who controls the seeds?
You're buying genetically modified
from
seeds
whom?
From Monsanto.
Monsanto. Monsanto is owned by whom? Somebody look it up.
BlackRock.
Google. BlackRock, right?
It's BlackRock.
And BlackRock is tied deep state into the government. So we talk about – we're still – right? So we're going back, but are we still breaking free of the actual control?
We're back to the Epstein list, and we've circled all the way around the corporate trust. They've
They have found the way to keep us locked in still, right?
Yeah,
so you want to go out right now and start your own farm, right? There are some townships out there that it's an ordinance against you to start your own farm.
Right.
Unless it's in a certain patch. Well, that patch is growing, what, 2 stalks of corn? Maybe.
Yeah.
Right? But so they still have a level of control. So now let's bring in, we'll go back to AI. AI is now making us dumber because they are taking over where our youth are supposed to be learning on their own, doing things on their own, and building. AI
and
is supporting.
Nobody's
doing
it
anymore. Exactly.
Anymore, right?
So
it's funny you say taking us dumber, and I'll let you get back to your point.
Yeah, go for
think
it.
About that. We have a point of reference from our age before cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
We didn't have Google. We didn't have Google Maps.
We had AOL.
GPS. We didn't have that back in the day. What I'm saying is we used to have to plan out a trip. You had to open a paper map,
yes.
Look it up, figure it out where you were going. Now you just GPS, Google Maps, whatever.
Yeah.
Tell me how to get there, right?
Yep.
And step dumber.
Yes.
We used to have to write our own papers, open books, read, study, learn. You had encyclopedias. I don't even know.
They're gone.
He's going around selling encyclopedias.
Yeah,
those guys are dead or something. But
they're gone.
My point is we had to actually do the effort, put in the work to learn something. Now you have the world at your fingertip.
Yep.
Nobody can remember their own phone number when I used to have a Rolodex of a couple hundred in my brain. I knew everybody's number by heart.
Yep.
I still know my old number from when I was a child, my old phone number. Nobody knows their number now.
Yeah.
Are we getting smarter? No. And so now you throw AI in the mix, and that's like the coup de grace of intelligence. No wonder it's
Absolutely. And you know, but there is some good that technology has brought about. I do believe there's a level of advancement that as a human species we do have to have. You can't stay. So you brought the encyclopedia. I agree. Encyclopedias were fantastic, but let's be honest. There is more on my phone that can look up than the encyclopedia could ever bring, right? But how are we using the technology to advance us as a species?
Right. See, now you've hit something that I think is way more important.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because we could argue about the nothing new under the sun portion, but the truth is it's what we do with everything that changes the outcome of everything, right? And so, like, if technology-wise, you know, AI is the newest bleeding, cutting-edge technology, right? That's right now.
That we know of, right?
Right.
And but yet, technological advances have been happening forever. And so every time something new came, there's been a huge shift. I mean, look at the Iron Age.
Yeah.
Massive shift in world history.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, and for them, like, that's a huge jump in technological advance.
It didn't get better necessarily because of the Iron Age.
No.
I mean, some things did.
Some things did. Some things went out.
Yeah. Our human nature to corrupt it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the danger with AI, I think, personally.
Well, hasn't anybody ever watched any of these movies? I mean, there's like 500 prophecy-telling movies about AI.
iRobot.
iRobot.
Look, Terminator is the one for me.
Yeah,
that gets me. That one's the gold
like
standard
Genesis,
for AI.
Right?
AI destruction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The robots became self-aware and decided we don't need the humans no more.
Yep.
I mean, but there's so many of them. And then we have, I mean, I'm going to parlay it just a quick second, but it's the same thing. We've carried this so far, and we're so full of ourselves that we brought back an extinct wolf. Has no one watched Jurassic Park 1 through 10?
Doing the same with mammoths.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, so that is man's eternal struggle to not see himself as God, right? We want to play God so badly. We want to have control of our own fate so badly. We want to say that there is no God that can tell me what I can and can't do. I'm the master of my own fate. I control my own destiny. So we do these things as a replacement of God. And in reality, God will not be mocked. It will fold back over on us,
isn't
right?
That exactly proving the point that there probably is a God?
I would think so.
I mean, we can create. The simple fact of creation, it boggles my mind, right? We start as a clump of cells. There's no argument there. I mean, what if you call it human or not, I'm going to get into that. But we start as a clump of cells. And we develop into a child that is low intelligence, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, you start out fairly low intelligence. You learn as you grow, right? No. I mean,
I get you. I get what you're saying.
But the point is, we have a natural desire And where does it come from? To
Correct.
Create.
Yep.
Draw, build, right? Legos, crayons, you name it.
Yeah.
Children want to create. Adults want to create. We're creating something right now. We have an innate desire to create. And then we create these incredible things like Sartre said, with the Iron Age, the switch from wood to stone to iron to now, I mean, nuclear and then computers, technology, AI, right? We think we're so smart. We started as a clump of cells. What makes us think that there isn't something greater than us that created us and is not sitting back going, hey, look at them waking up, right? Oh, they're so smart. Right, because when you're a parent, you look at your child and they pick up a crayon for the first time and they make a scribble on the paper and you're like, oh, we're so impressed.
The difference is God's up there talking about, bless your heart. Yeah, bless your heart. Yeah, I mean we've kind of gone way off the trail here from our original conversation, right? But it all ties back together of our desire to continually live in chaos. Right, so we started off talking about the Russiagate. We started talking about, you know, Epstein files, and then it quickly evolved into all these different things, and they all kind of tie together in some respects. And again, the reality that's us as human beings constantly wanting to live in chaos. Right. Why? Because normal is boring. Yeah. We have to have more things in life, right?
Jay, we got 15 minutes left, and I think it's a good settling point. No, I think it's a good spot. I like where you're at because we threw a lot of things out there. Let's talk about that. Why do we want to live in chaos? We say we don't. We say, can we just
we
have
say
peace?
We don't,
can
but
just
we
slow down and then you go and seek the next crazy.
I think we enjoy opening the door when we hear that knock. Because we want to either be brave enough to say, you shall not pass, right? We want to be that person that says, no, you can't come through. I'm strong enough to say no. Or we want to say, I'm going to invite you in because I want to show you how much smarter than you I am.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and beat chaos. It never goes well. Never goes well.
So what do you guys think? Do we really want to live in chaos, and why do we seek it out?
I think it's addicting.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it's just hard to, I mean, I struggle with that myself, like just watching all of this stuff unfold because it's all on the internet and I start looking at it and then I'm just like scrolling into all of this junk and it's addicting.
And I also think it's alluring. And I'm going to go clear back to Genesis on this, but like when Eve saw the fruit, she desired it. It had a draw to her. Not it wasn't bad. Like that's an important thing because that means that desire existed prior to sin.
Ooh.
And so desire is something that's in us.
Oh, man.
Right.
Sorry, just going deep. Woo! Hang on. Let him cook.
So if desire existed prior to the fall, it still exists today, but it's now corrupted. And so I don't think we seek out necessarily chaos, but we accept the fact that chaos will be part of something when we seek it.
Ooh.
We just want something more.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's roll with that.
I don't know. How do you follow that, man? That,
you want
damn,
something more.
Sarge, you can't come back. No. You making us look bad.
It's no longer the Clintons that make me disappear.
So what would you say then to someone who tells you, I don't seek chaos? I just want to live a peaceful, quiet life.
I'd say they're lying. I think with all of that, there's a level of chaos that they're going to end up seeking out, right? Whether it be within their family, because you can't be perfect all the time. You can't live in total harmony. You can't live in complete total harmony without having something go wrong, whether it be an argument with your wife, an argument with your children, your boss, the tractor breaks down while you're farming. Something's going to go wrong, and you're inevitably going to find yourself in a little bit of a chaotic situation, right? You think you have full control over that situation, but in reality, you're just following the path of what chaos is leading you to do until you can find a resolution to whatever you're dealing with in that moment. Mm. So I think it's – honestly, I think it's just a level of boredom. I think it's – for some people, it's a look at me, look how good I did. Look what I did. You pat me on the back. Look, you acknowledge I'm good because I did something fantastic. I overcame the chaos. Yeah, but you let chaos in.
So could it be that this is all rooted in our desire to have control?
Yes.
Mm, absolutely.
Yes. We really want control.
Uh-oh. Timu's looking up. Timu's got some other thoughts. All right. Bring it, Timu. What are you thinking, brother? Control. What are you thinking? Timu's like, I'm here to take over the world.
Are we here today, brain? Rise up, let's take over the world.
I mean, I think we all think about how nice it would be to have, like, that peace and not give ourselves chaos, and like we do it to ourselves. We put so much on our own plates to make our life even more chaotic. But at the same time, I feel like when we do try to bring things down a little bit, maybe that's what it'll look like when we retire and are older. And I don't know, I'm still young.
That was not necessary, Timu. That was not necessary.
It seemed directed. I'm just saying.
It was directed. He looked right at Jay and said,
"I'm right." I felt that stung. That was chaotic.
It was meant to be. So you're still young. Okay.
But if I were to like even allow myself to get to that spot of like peace and boredom, I feel like I would.
Peace and boredom. Hold on. You put two in the same pot. Like, peace is boredom.
Man, we letting Timu cook too much. He's about to get burnt.
All right, so you get to the place.
I don't know. Let you finish. I feel like I would probably just get like depressed. If I was at peace, then no. And that helps staying in the word and praying.
So maybe
and all
that's
that.
Part of the addiction, right?
Yeah.
When you're in the middle of the addiction, thinking the thought of coming out. Why would I want to? That's going to be boring.
Do you think that gets attributed to your own self-worth then? So if you can't find yourself in peace and be content within the peace that you found, is that a self-worth piece?
Well, that points to all of us. That's all right. We don't reach out all the time. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the problem with when we talk about peace like this specifically, we keep referring to it as our peace. We want peace. We want some peace in our life, but the problem is if we accept the fact that we're broken, then everything else is broken, then the peace we have can never be anything but broken if it's our peace. So how,
man, eat this dude.
So and how can I have, like, if I try to section off a piece of the world for me, right?
Okay,
no matter what I do, it affects someone else. There's no cause without action or reaction, right. You know, no action without reaction. So whatever creates peace for me is going to create some sort of chaos for somebody or something
else.
True.
We don't live in a microcosm.
True. Exactly. And so
my man's got a chef hat on today.
The moment we start seeking it and try to take it for ourselves, I mean, it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know?
Man. So what you're saying is, for the dumb people in the room,
I'm looking at you, Timu. No.
He's young.
I'm kidding.
Through our own desire to create peace, create chaos.
Nice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And we can't help it.
Not a chance.
All right. So,
man,
let's bring this full circle then.
Now I'm depressed.
If we can't.
It's okay.
I got no hope. Old, so. I'm old. I'm old with no hope and boredom. That's my future. Thank you, Timu.
But I would ask this then. We know of people who. I'm gonna make a phrase here that I don't entirely believe in, but for the sake of argument, we know people who have found peace, right?
Contentment, yeah.
Okay, contentment. So what would you say to that? How do they achieve it then? Is if we say we don't live alone, that our actions cause ripples and have reactions and further actions and cause chaos.
I think it's very hard to do because to find the level of contentment, you almost have to, I don't want to say live a secluded life, but in some degree, you have to have enough strength in yourself to cut those people out of your lives that would bring chaos or allow chaos to be introduced into your life, right? And whether it be family, friends, or otherwise, you know, pets, you know, if the goldfish won't stop swimming, you got to go, right? So like you to some level, contentment is, I don't want to say lonely, but it can be lonely.
So, right? I'm going to argue with that, though. And I know and I think you guys know what the antidote to chaos is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's a lot of people that have found it. And it's not religious necessarily, but it's within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's seeking something higher than yourself and recognizing, mm-hmm. like Sarge said, that we're all broken. And we can't fix it. So that's when we fall back to what I was saying with understanding God as a creator.
Right.
He's created you for peace, but you only find that peace through understanding God.
I would even...
Through reflecting on that, through prayer, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things. And because what I was thinking of is the people that I reflected on that said, you know, really seem to have found peace or what was the word?
Contentment.
Contentment. Monks. They seem pretty secluded. Happy with nothing.
They're secluded.
Right. They're secluded. But what do they spend their time doing? Right. Mm-hmm. Meditating.
Chanting.
And chanting. Yeah, you're good at that, aren't you?
I knew it was coming.
Well, I'll kind of jump on that, too. Yeah, yeah. Like, I think if you want contentment, you have to discover the ability to surrender. Mm. And by that, I mean, the moment you realize that you don't have control, you can let go of trying to be controlling. And then those are the people that I've met are content. I've never met anyone who was content with their own doing.
When we're fighting for straws, when we're grabbing, clawing, mm-hmm. climb the ladder, go up the muddy hill, right? You're stressed. Stuff's yep. crazy. When you let go and just slide down to the bottom and realize the water's warm, it is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. But who wants to do that?
And none of us.
Right back full circle. The yeah. control, right?
The control. Yeah. The control. Yeah.
Especially men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're raised to be in control, to be in charge, right? You're the head of the house. You're the boss. You're the whatever, right? That goes against everything the world's telling men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, so circle all the way back to the beginning of our discussion. Our government is all about people who simply want control. It's no longer about the people who want to do good for the constituents. It's about what's in it for me. It's level of control. So they live in perpetual chaos because they are designed to live at loggerheads. They don't want...
Washington, D.C. knows that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no agreement unless there's something in it for me. And even then, it's not enough. There has to be more and more. I don't care who it hurts, who it destroys. I have to have more.
Yeah, because not one bill will ever get passed in Congress without pork added to it.
Exactly.
Everybody needs their piece.
Yes.
The more the consumption, the more the chaos.
That's it.
Yep. And that brings us full circle, doesn't it? Because, I mean, we're right back around. Control, when do you release the Epstein list or not have an Epstein list,
yeah.
right? Whether it's a lie one way or the other, it's a lie perpetuated by the
yep.
government.
Yeah. Yep.
This whole Russiagate. Was it real? Isn't it real? Probably. Who knows? Once again, released at the right time to seek control.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The shiny object. Oh, people are getting together. Oh, they're catching on. Shiny, look mm-hmm. over here. Ooh, pretty. Right? And it gets people riled up. Both yeah. sides of the party.
I bring the other example of, and I'm going to date myself here a little bit, the Jerry Springer Show.
Yeah, you are old.
Well, I remember. I am old, right? Jerry, thanks, Timu.
I used to watch that too.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Hold on. How'd you know when the black ladies were gonna fight?
Oh, man, earrings came off, shoes came off.
That's how you yeah. know.
When the shoes got thrown off, man, it was game on, right? That's how it rolled. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you look at shows like that, and I bring it up lightheartedly, but you look at shows like that. You knew what was coming. People were watching it for the chaotic entertainment. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we had. Are you not entertained? Mm-hmm. That's what it came down to. We had to be entertained.
It was the Coliseum of the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you look at our government, if the government was actually working efficiently every single day, and you had nothing to talk about as it came to the government, what would your life look like today?
We might find peace.
Would we? Or would we just simply we'll create another avenue?
Another avenue.
Yeah. At least, I mean, maybe we should be thankful for the government because at least focuses at one place.
Gives us a perfect example of how not to do.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we've spent dang near a half hour here talking about the government. And, I mean, in true Academy style, we started spitballing, and this thing went all over.
That's how we do it.
It really brought it back around.
Well, it's just common sense, guys. I mean, the reality is we know what's happening out there. We know the chaos that's out there. We know the lies, the deceit. You know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, or if the left hand does know what the right hand is doing, doesn't want to tell the right hand that he knows, and the right hand doesn't tell. It just on and on and on and on, right?
I know that you know.
I know that you know.
But you don't know.
Exactly. No one really knows.
Don't look behind the curtain. I have been right on
it. Yes. I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I just want to eat the chaotic sausage.
Oh, I like sausage.
I know you do.
Yes!
I think we're going to have to up the rating on this one.
Yeah, probably.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. The food brats.
Hey, guys, that wraps up another episode of the Common Sense Academy.
Epic. We want to thank.
Parting shots. You guys got anything you want to add?
Thank our boys. Yeah. Timu, Sarge, thanks for joining us, guys.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We'll
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. Sarge, I don't know, man. You gotta bring a different chef's hat this time. I mean, man, you were cooking pretty strong there, brother. I gotta give it to you. You were cooking pretty strong.
Yeah, one time we talked about doing this with whiskey and cigars, and I think that would be a bad idea.
That might be a very, very bad idea. It might turn chaotic.
That sounds like a blast.
And we just locked in guests.
Yes. Yep, there we go.
All right, well, thanks for joining us again. As always, here's your Joe. We'd love to hear from you.
commonsenseacademy4you@gmail.com.
Come on to your
brother. Oh, brother, I tell you what, it's been a long time. So it's the Common Sense Academy, the number 4, the letter U, @gmail.com.
Hey, congratulations.
Yahtzee!
Until next week, guys, give each other.
God bless everybody.